Hello friends, now we will focus on government policies and support for rural entrepreneurs. Now, why this chapter is important? Kalam once said, the next innovation for the next 30-40 years will only come from rural India. That means rural in India is very important. How I want to portray this is the entrepreneurship or the entrepreneurs who are focusing on rural market or rural areas is the hub of the next big innovation. So that's why we will study or we will focus this chapter on government. What are the government policies or support which they have offered for betterment of rural entrepreneurs? Let us focus on government schemes and initiatives. Now, in a nutshell, why schemes and initiatives are important? Schemes are essential for promoting rural entrepreneurship. In our previous chapters, we have already discussed why entrepreneurship or specifically rural entrepreneurship is important. As I've told you in past, if a person goes to ask for a job, he will get one job. With that one job, maximum what he can do is to take care of his one family, right? But what happens in entrepreneurship? Or to be very precise, what happens in rural entrepreneurship? If one person comes up with some state-of-the-art idea or some innovation or some aspirations or some skill which gives an opportunity to more people, okay, then he is not only making his livelihood, but he is also ensuring livelihood of several other people within the community or within the region or areas for that matter. So addressing these challenges like access to capital, infrastructure constraint, market exposure. So government is also working on all these aspects like providing financial assistance, building regulatory, bridging regulatory gaps, by offering regulatory support. They are also focusing on sector-specific programs. So not all programs are difficult, right? Some programs would be very easy. Like, for example, if you are in an area which produces a good amount of turmeric, so getting a turmeric processing unit or building or setting up a turmeric processing unit would not be very difficult, right? There would be excess competition in that segment. There would be a lot of schemes. So once the competition is huge, why the competition is huge? Because the demand is there. So once the demand is there, competition is there. So people or the government or the banks will be more than happy, more than willing to extend their loan or loan support, right? So there would not be a region, there would be a specific segment or specific groups or programs which will be sector specific, which will be utilized for these kind of access or resources. Encouragement of adoption of innovative technology is also for sustainability is also one of the important points. It will also aim at to bridge rural-urban economic disparity, which will foster inclusive growth as well. National policies for rural entrepreneurship. Now, one will say why there is a need for this kind of national policy, which is focusing on comprehensive framework for rural businesses and so on and so forth. I'll give you an example. Meera, she lives in Sundarban. She comes from a very humble background, wherein her father is a farmer. So like most of her friends, she would want to go towards the, she has a good education also. So for her, the simple way would be to move out from the rural, to move out to urban, okay, and get a very good job and get settled there. Because in urban, things are simple, things are easy, you get good job. But then, what is the second way? Second way is to make the or get into an uncharted territory. For example, she sees what are the businesses which local people are doing. So most of the people are cultivating spices, and what are they doing? They are selling the spices to the urban areas in a very low price, and they can hardly make the ends meet. So there is an idea which comes into Meera's mind. Why don't I procure all these spices and make something really unique, some very unique product which not only focuses on rural, but it also focuses on culture. Like Sundarban spices, which can be sold as an organic tag. So she can also go and meet or get some kind of organic machineries, or she can also work on some kind of organic things, how to make it more organic, how to get the certified, which is more genuine, okay, for the consumers by and large. So what she does is she forms a group of women who helps her into her small scale industry, processing industry, which works on the stringent guidelines of organic production. She also procures the raw material, which now they are selling it in the urban areas at a very low price. She gives a very good price, a very reasonable price to these farmers. And because of her relationship, or because of her community thing, okay, she is also getting some kind of credit from these farmers. She prepares, she collaborates with one of the designers who helps her to make a very good packaging of this product, which is also complementing the not only the culture, but also the raw material, or what do I say, not only the packaging, but also on the brand essence of, because now when you'll go, everything is organic, right? So this kind of thing will also excites the larger community base in not only in urban India, but also the global consumers. And also the certification, the stringent certification, which will also be it will also benefit, or it will also benefit Meera to make their product as the part apart, as the product apart. So the government, okay, focuses this financial subsidies. There has been a lot of assistance for people like Meera, who are focusing on going into the uncharted territory. So there are grants, there are low interest loans, there are subsidies, and there are also various kind of investment and capacity building and entrepreneurial confidence sessions, which has been organized by these kind of national policies for which is focusing on rural entrepreneurs. There is also regulatory support, like the simplified process. It also ensures supportive legal environment for rural businesses also. Prime Minister Employment Generation Scheme or program is also one of the very popular program in India, which has been driven by the current government, which not only increased subsidies, okay, but also it also focus on the employment impact and also geographical reach. There has been a specific sector driven programs which is focusing on agriculture and agri in which is you can go to the details of the text for the greater understanding. There are some focus on handicrafts and cottage industries also. So focus on preserving the traditional skills and culture is one of the important factors or one of the important areas wherein government has been identified. Small scale industries is also very important, which not only focuses on job creation, but is also value addition to resources. And program offers credit facilities for modernization and expansion, technical training, also in infra support for improved production and distribution. Example is Brazil's program de development, okay, which is a commerce development for small rural industries. There has been a lot of program for technology adoption from government also, like tax break, grants, loans, acquiring modern equipment and things like that. Promoting digital technologies. Why promoting digital technologies are so crucial in rural entrepreneurship? So basically, just to give you a perspective, with changing dynamics, changing products, everything is changing, right? I don't know whether you would be aware about the products which were the most sellable or the most demanding product. Now the product is in no demand, be it the pager or be it the telephones or be it telegram or likewise, okay, at point of time the demand for these kind of products were really high, but now with the changing in technologies, the demand shift has happened. So basically, just wanted to give you a perspective. Right now, at this point of time, specifically Indian entrepreneurs who are hailing from the rural India are actually riding on the digital tools, which is transforming their businesses, which is transforming their way of thinking. I'll just try to give you an example of Amazon. The way Amazon is, not only the platform of Amazon is just not for selling or buying or experience. It is an institute in itself. So when I say institute, it means rather they also promote Amazon University as the training ground. They train people on the various facets of the businesses, like the digital marketing, like the export compliances, the way the product should be. Because usually when in if you I don't know how many people would have tried buying and selling on Amazon, but then Amazon is very particular about their exchange policies. So the only way to cut the exchange is to write the right, keep writing better, keep writing more in a very simplistic way so that people understands it. So once people buy, they do not return it. That's the most important premise of their own business model. So when it comes to, so this is what you will learn. You have to learn if you want to do businesses. So you have to learn technologies. So government has also understood, government in all directions, in all countries, they have understood the importance of digital technology. So they are also utilizing the digital technologies in all aspects, be it digital marketing, be it mobile payment methods, be it the financial assistance which is being provided to by government or non-government institutes as well. Example, who doesn't know about Digital India initiative of the current government, right? But the if you want to measure the impact, you have to travel without money, without the actual cash in the interiors of rural, and you need to experience whether they are accepting cash and what kind of I have experienced in my last visit, wherein I was traveling in one of the interior rural villages of India. There, okay, I had experienced the digital payment, wherein I had sugarcane juice, I had vada paos, I have teas, I have everything. Okay, I have traveled without money. So that's the way, okay, the things are changing in the rural area. So, and how people are adopting, they are the not only the private players but also the government. There is a lot of there's a lot of big role of government institutes in penetrating in these markets or helping these entities to promote, penetrate and reach out to these markets, which is one of the most interior markets in India. It also enables or it also encourages the rural enterprise to connect with the national and global markets as well, empowering rural entrepreneurs to government supports. This is also something which we have discussed in our previous chapters, wherein how government schemes plays a very important role in fostering rural entrepreneurship, be it national policies, which addresses the financial need, and or the sector specific programs to promote agriculture, handicrafts or any industries which is small scale, which helps not only to attract talent or to attract but also to achieve the self-reliance of the region. Incentives, various incentive models of technology adaptation, these initiative drive of economic development also preserve local tradition and improve livelihood. Rural entrepreneurship supported by these schemes often contribute significantly to national and regional growth. Access to finance through government schemes. So basically, just to give you greater aspects or just give you a perspective. Funds are available, but it should be also accessible to all these pockets by various schemes. It cannot be just given in one region, or it cannot be given to certain population, or it cannot be given into just to based on the sexual orientation, which is male or female. It has to be very balanced. It has to be on a very low rate or the subsidized rate. It should aim at rural entrepreneurship and should aim at creating more jobs. Subsidized loan and credit facility is also one of the most important factor. You can refer it. You can refer the text and on the various aspects. There are some microfinance program, okay, which are focusing not only on providing small scale loan to rural entrepreneurship, but they are also helping them to understand the credit aspects, like the tailor-made programs for women, small farmers, marginalized group is also very important. India's Mudra loan scheme is one of the pioneers or one of the very important aspects, okay, which is not only focusing on collateral free loan, but it is also accessible to people by and large at all levels. It is also focusing on making or bringing the lost rural entrepreneurs in the mainstream as well. Subsidized loan and credit guarantee is also one of the important factors. Grants and financial assistance programs is something which we have already discussed in our previous chapters. Now we are going to deep diving into grants and financial assistance program. So government offers non-repayable funds for business setups, expansion and innovation as well. Startup grant includes covers usually initial cost for equipment, lands and operational expenses. Example, the US rural business is the prime example for grants and financial assistance, which has actually brought the rural people of the US out of the which has actually made them self-sufficient from their various aspects. So grants are also focused on innovation base. It is also a technology related grants to adopt. It is also focused on adopting grants which is focused on adopting new technologies and sustainable practices also. There are certain grants which is focused on sector specific, like some sectors for agriculture, for handicraft, rural tourism. Some grants are also specified for rural women or the marginalized group for that matter. For example, the target financial assistance to reduce inequality amongst rural areas, like India's DAY NRLM supports self-finance group led by women. It empowers women and disadvantaged group to start income generating activities, which not only supports them, but also they are people who are associating with them and also their immediate family members. Empowering rural entrepreneurs to finance. Access to finance is a very, very vital aspect for rural businesses, growth and sustainability. Government scheme addresses barriers like capital access and collateral requirements. Subsidized loan, credit facilities and grants drive innovation and inclusivity. Empower rural entrepreneurs to contribute to economic development and job creation as well. These initiatives foster long-term growth and uplift rural communities, which is very important. Training and skill developments are some of the important parts which is critical for rural entrepreneurs' success. Entrepreneurship Development Institute. There has been certain sectors which certain centers which provides targeted education, technical training and mentorship for rural entrepreneurship. These entrepreneurial education focuses on courses on finance management, marketing, business planning. The curriculums emphasizes actionable strategies tailored to rural challenges. Technical skills. There are some kind of technical skills which are focused on handicrafts, manufacturing, and institute also facilitates networking with industry experts and peers as well. Mentors and business support. Mentorship program connect entrepreneurs with experienced business leaders. One-on-one guidance helps address challenges like scaling, operations, and market access. Mentors provide tailored advice on navigating industry-specific challenges as well. Capacity building initiative. Now, this is one of the most important aspects, I would say, because entering into the rural entrepreneurship is very easy, because people enter and they, to a certain extent, because they know the product. So as you would know, there is product, there is price, there is process, and also there is the way in which you say how to penetrate in those market or how to sustain. So usually you know the product, right? Because you are born in this area. Usually people choose the product which is around them. So if you are from a certain region and you understand that product, so selling that product or dealing with that product or dealing with the nuances of that those product is very easy or very it comes very natural to you. You understand the people around it or the process of which takes care and how do you adapt to those process and what makes and also the pricing. You understand the pricing, so you are very competitive or you make the pricing strategy very well, but and because of the community, you also sustain in a very limited way. So you keep sustaining, you give credit, the credit is also there, you know the market, you know people, you know process, you know price, so you sustain most of the time. But what is difficult in this market is capacity building. Because you are community driven, you are there in the community, therefore most of the rural entrepreneurs, they are unable to scale. It says that out of 100, only 5% of the rural entrepreneurs are able to scale towards different geographies or to different areas. So focus on practical skills, leadership development and market adaptability are also important. This will also enhance the workshop these things will also enhance to various workshop and seminars. Vocational training is also one of the important aspects, because you can also focus on certain products which is not certain product or certain aspect, and how to take it to a next level.